What is it like to live in paradise today, with no neighbors or town and pretty much alone? We're going to hear from two women whose homes are still standing and who have returned to the Ridge to see how they're coping and learn more about their day-to-day. We start with Peggy Beltran, who grew up in Paradise and returned just weeks after the fire. Before her town was destroyed, she says she worked as a respiratory therapist at Feather River Hospital.
For a while, it was really hard to get up. It's hard to get out of bed. I just wanted to stay there. It would have been really easy just to stay like that. So I went back to work. I'd worked it right out in Marysville. It's an Adventist hospital now, but I'd worked there for 12 years. They were good enough to take me back, and I really appreciate that. And there's some awesome people there, too. You know, so that's good. I know it's hard for a lot of us because we just really miss our work family. So now you have to establish those connections again, and it was ripped from you. The people I took care of as a respiratory therapist, they're gone. They left. Some days it just hits me, like, I'll be fine for a while, and then it just hits me, and I'm just so sad, and I just get weepy. Did that at work last week. I ran into some coworkers from... It just was a weepy day. So you just try to get through it. At first, when I just was homeless with no job, right after the fire... I have a couple of friends that were so supportive. Two of my coworkers that live in Chico were really supportive, and I owe a lot to them for being there for me. Penny and Joanne, thank you. Chico's been great, too. All of a sudden, they had all these people from Paradise clogging up their roads, any spare housing. And they've been really amazing. I'm so grateful for them, so supportive, and just... Really, like, just the love they have is much appreciated. There's nothing in Paradise. I mean, there is stuff now. If you go just that way, I'm used to driving up Neal to Wayland. There's some destruction there. I see it a lot. When I go into town, it just breaks my heart because I'm not looking at that every day. And you look out my canyon, there's burned spots. But the rain came. There's so much green. It's so pretty right now. So it's easy to kind of put it in the back of your mind. But then there'll be a reminder. We still don't have internet. I'm hoping we can get some internet. But we still have our house, which I'm grateful for. For a while, though, you know, I remember my husband once said it would have been easier if our house just would have burned down. And it would have been. You know, the insurance wasn't really, I mean, they eventually came through, but at first we weren't hearing a lot, and we're here with my elderly parents, and my dad needs oxygen at night, and we don't have any power, so we had to just live like we're camping. It's better now. You know, I mean, I don't know, sometimes I don't know what to say to people who lost their homes, and I still have mine. I feel so bad for them. I feel like it isn't like this happened to you and this happened to me. I feel like we were all in it together. And the feeling I get whenever I talk to anyone from Paradise that went through it, I don't feel any like judgment or envy or anything like that. Or like, I think we all just feel like we're part of something special and it's gone. I've heard estimates of like what it's going to cost to build. It's going to be a more expensive place to live once it's rebuilt. I see the whole the demographic changing significantly. Eventually we probably will sell and leave, but for right now I want to help rebuild. And we have our lavender farm. We just started a lavender farm this last year. A lot of our plants made it. I've been perfecting my lotions. Got our bath bomb press in the mail recently. So we're still going to do that. I wouldn't mind having a little shop in Paradise. It's hard to talk about. Like, we almost died. It feels like it was a bad dream or something. Like, when I think about it, it's like, did that really happen? And it did. I'll go into town. I'm like, yeah, it really happened. Like, so much is gone. One thing I've noticed about myself since the fire, like sometimes I just don't want to be in a crowded room or just around crowds. I mean, just all these people trying to get out, just cars, and it just... So I guess it's affecting me in ways I don't know. Yeah, I haven't even recognized everything in myself. Sometimes I'm shorter tempered than I would have been before the fire. Other times I have more patience because, you know, like, okay, this isn't that bad. I've been through some bad things and this isn't that bad.
That was Paradise resident Peggy Beltran.